It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 741.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? It's a big day. Real big day.
Big day.
Really, you feeling it?
Well, some big changes have happened overnight. 11:59 p.m. last night, which if you acted on what you're allowed to do now at 11:59, you'd be a creep because they opened up playgrounds, and I don't know who's at a playground at 11:59 p.m. But Bodie and I, I'm picking him up early today, and we're going straight to the playground.
Do you think everyone's going to be doing it?
I saw people yesterday doing it, and I was like, oh. But yeah, early. So if I mean, a lot of kids go early to the park. I'm waiting to sort of that, you know, 3 p.m. pickup. Hopefully it's not too crowded, as you say, Josh, because it could be. It could just be lines out the door.
Look, I don't want to sound ungrateful.
Yeah.
However,
what's happened?
I fucking hate being back at the office. I'm done. Day two. Any thought that you have, if you were working from home right now and you think that you're looking forward to getting back to the office, you're not. It's a complete, like, it's fucked how our brains work, isn't it? I'm hating this.
What is it for you? Let's work it. Let's work it out.
I mean, I'm worried.
It's the people. It's the... No, I love George. I love Harry. I love everyone. But there's an intensity.
We didn't get a mention, Sevs. We didn't get a mention on that. So,
you haven't been in the office. You've been in a little bit. But I think it's not like I can't just like get into my zone and do my thing. There's a million things happening and you just, when you're in the space, all you see is the shit that needs to get done.
Yeah. There is something, I mean, yesterday's TJ Daily, there was my home setup and it's not cluttered. It's simple. And I get what you're saying, Josh. Like I feel it internally when... Because we're in a state of needing to sort of do upgrades or sort of move shit around and you know, we pulled everything out of there to come home and now it's a matter of going back. And so...
Like being in the office, you just see annoying shit. So George has a computer set up, right, that shows all of us. It's this force. It's a beautiful thing I've created, right? He's got a screensaver that goes on every 5 minutes. Rather than fucking turning that off, he panics every time and goes over to the computer and like you'll see his hand move to turn
the... I wait until it's not on me and then I do it.
Well, I see it in my periphery and it's just like, well, George is clearly not just turned off his fucking screensaver. And so...
Well, I think we give out... So what we do is in our own setup, hopefully, you're removing any of that stuff. And so you're only left with stuff that doesn't really fluster you. But then when you go to the office, there's external challenges. You've got your own internal stuff going on at home, but you're managing it by yourself. When you're at the office, there's other people, how they're feeling, what they've been doing, what their actions and how it impacts you. And so there's so many more things to consider.
Yeah.
It is because then it's how are you dealing with those things? And it sounds like it ain't too good at this point.
No, I don't have time for it.
I'm getting upgrades. I came in this morning. Sorry, Sevs. This is how dire it got. Yesterday, there was a cookie jar with two cookies from Show Baker, which had been in there for 3 weeks and probably shouldn't have been eaten. They were gone this morning when I got in. So you know
Harry
that shit has
each.
Hit the fan.
I couldn't tell.
And you knew.
I knew, but I thought, like, if you've got enough sugar in these things, surely it will be okay. Like,
it'll preserve
itself. It's like the Anzac biscuits.
Yeah. But, I mean, everything from... I'm reminded that my fucking AirPods don't work properly. And so I was listening to Pete Murray through one ear, the left ear, for most of the walk. You called me.
And the right side. Right side's where Hoddle Street is as well. So you've got like the cars just coming. Oh, it's so annoying.
And so, no, that's actually wrong.
What do you mean? Your left side.
Where you can walk on either side.
Okay, yeah, sure.
With the slower traffic. Sorry. Josh breaks the rules. He goes the other side.
Yeah, no, so I was on my side. Anyway, so I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I'm not loving it.
Oh, mate, so it goes both ways.
All I'm trying to do is, because George.
Yeah, go, George.
Oh, no, it's like, it's just hard to work with someone right next to you. This is why I need my voiceover booth, because usually I'd come in on a Tuesday and I'd write out the whole script and I'd record everything. And then now it's just like, I feel like I'm just half doing it. So, you know, I need to get used to that.
Well, I'm loving your gloves,
by the way.
Ah, thanks. Fingerless.
Fingerless, okay. Well, I sent Happy Harry upstairs with the, because I was like, you know what, like I could sense George needs his time. So we need to create separation. But the thing is, Happy Harry then needed to find all the different cables that went with the mixer that he took upstairs. And so there was a good, this morning has been me working out whether I tell Harry where the cable is or let him find it himself. And I don't know whether I did the right thing because I end up saying it's just there. So I feel like... Anyway, it's...
You should have told him if you knew from the very beginning.
Well, no, I didn't know what... He wasn't... He didn't ask. So, like, I appreciate when someone says, hey, do you know where this is? But if someone's giving... You know, when sometimes they give off signals, like, oh, where is it? Oh, I don't know where I could... Where could it possibly be? And it's, like, next to you. Unless there's the direct ask, I'm like, I'm not going to intrude because I'm trying to do my own shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd just say, mate, it's right there. I think I've tried every approach
with the cable. We had XLR, we had USB, we had adapters, and then I gave him the USB adapter, but no, he needed the Ethernet adapter. And by the end of it, you say, okay, maybe I should just do it. And there's two things here.
Yeah. So one of them is tech troubles or tech issues or tech troubleshooting. So that's the first thing. And then there's other humans that are experiencing and not understanding those tech problems. Mm-hmm. Because at home, it's been JJ's tech problems and JJ solving the problems. Mm-hmm. Where I know from you the disappointment in the others around you when they don't understand some basic tech things. And so, because I've been on the firing line of that because I mostly don't get it. Secondly,
Here we go.
Hang on, he's pissed. Oh, Harry's pissed. He's just kicked Josh off.
I'm sitting up there listening to all this bullshit. To be honest, this office is a complete and utter pigsty, and you've got black cables everywhere, and you can't see shit. So here I am going, oh, where's this yours? And I wear glasses, and so it's hard for me to see shit anyway. And then I'm pulling things, and it's dark, and it's... Oh. And then here he is going, oh, it's right there. It's like, it was right in front of my eyes. I admit that. But
yeah, I love that.
I've got another gripe, actually.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
I came in this morning. Yeah. I came in this morning. Dishes are everywhere.
Oh, no.
I had to chase the garbage man down the road with my bin because JJ just put it out last night.
Oh, no.
So, I'll tell you what else JJ did while we're dishing dirt on JJ.
Here we go.
I walked into Bree and Josh's house yesterday, was it? Yeah, yesterday. And about a month ago, Josh made two commitments. One, he's not going to drink tea, not going to drink coffee. And two, he's going to be the chores guy. Bree's not going to do any chores. I walked in. Josh is sitting at the dinner table drinking a coffee in a takeaway cup while Bree was emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah. Oof.
If anything, he's on brand. So his heart rate's probably through the roof. Give him his headphones back. And now, he will defend it because that's the guy he is. What is the defense to any of those ludicrous claims?
It's all bullshit. The reason why... I have rubbish is because it, you know, when you're staying back after 8 o'clock, you forget some things. That's all I got.
Did you have a good dinner? I did see the dishes today. I thought they were George's dishes, to be honest. No. I was like, wow, George is really sort of...
No, I mean, this is the bullshit thing then. About the whole... So, I was very okay when it comes to doing stuff late, like in the evenings, when it comes to like when you're working from home. And so I committed. Yes. I committed to do Crystal Andrews' new podcast as a guest, and I picked 7 p.m. And you pick 7 p.m. when you're working from home because it's perfect. You can sort of have dinner, get comfortable, reset. But being at the office is a clusterfuck because you're then, like, everything is at the office, and so you're staying back late, and so you're eating at the office. Don't want to sound ungrateful, but
no, I get it.
It's a bit of a nightmare.
I think it's the most ungrateful person to ever just state that I don't want to sound ungrateful about five times. It's fine. I want to work this out, though. So, in a perfect world, what are just some... Don't worry about other people. Just think about yourself, JJ. What is it that could assist in this being... you know, workable in the future.
I mean, the thing with the mess, where's the fucking mess come from? They're all boxes that Harry brought. So, I mean, it's a bit rich to bring the mess and then throw your hands up and say that it's that you've walked in. When we walked into the office, Georgie Boy, in his defense, has done a great job keeping a very clean ship. And what I was, you know, what I was hoping is, I mean, Happy Harry's meant to be the clean one. If there's any brand value, it's keeping things clean. And the other thing,
I gave him the title of head of sanitization.
Well, I asked him if he could clean the mixer, and what he was doing was the cloth type things that
wipes,
you the wipes. So he's getting the wipes, and they have a fair bit of liquid, and so he was wringing them out onto the carpet before wiping down the mixer.
Like, well, at least he's clean. Whatever's coming out of it is antibacterial. It would be killing anything.
But I just feel. Like you would do it into a sink. But
aside from the specific things like boxes and shit everywhere, what is it? How do we get it JJ friendly? Because it is.
So I would like for no. So at the moment, there's a lot of rattling. I want to stop. Like I want. I was thinking about how we could put something in the on the floor, like bigger piece, like maybe like a floating floor or something that would then create. So that it doesn't feel like a fucking cubby house. So when we walk, all the cameras don't shake.
No fix. That's not happening.
So that's one.
Not floor. With,
no, it's the that's outrageous. It's the build. We need to rebuild the studio. Mm. We need to redo the flooring, put a slab in underneath us.
I think like just getting it. Yeah, we just need all the boxes and stuff need to go upstairs. Mm. We need the studio clean. We need a spot for the PC so it's not under my legs where I can kick it. We need to...
Do we need a studio manager? Do we need to put the call out to the Gronk Squad for a full-time studio manager?
Well, because I thought Happy Harry... We spoke about this maybe 6 months ago where we're like, wouldn't it be great to have Happy Harry where he's managing the studio? He can't find a USB cable that was in the exact spot that he left it. And
he needs a formal agreement. He wants PAYG.
He runs down the stairs too fast. And the other thing too...
He's going to go through the window.
And then the other thing too... He did exactly what 97 does, which is a pet peeve. We're upstairs.
What does he do?
Right? So we're upstairs and I hear, oh, no, oh, no, oh. And I was like,
I was there for the
last time I fucking heard that, Dill had to go to emergency, right?
He cut his finger off.
Happy Harry had just told me a story 5 hours earlier that he has been electric shocked twice by trying to make repairs to power outlets. This guy is a loose unit. And so I hear a scream and I think, oh, he's fucking dead. This is a fucking nightmare. What does this mean to the show? What does this mean to the business? He's fucking dead.
He's a liability. No, so what we're looking for, reading between the lines, we need someone that has their own insurance.
Just to be clear, it was just an HDMI. He fucked an HDMI cable, which is fine. But the scream was like the worst thing had ever happened.
I get it.
The
It was pretty full on. I was there. I did hear it. No, and so we need... I think it has to be someone is head of studio. They need to be cleaning. They need to be making sure it's tidy, not cables around, and just on it all the time. If you want to and you are up for doing something like that, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. We're looking because it's make or break for us, guys. This is make or break.
And the other thing, maybe it's like a lack of empathy because I'm not getting the time with Sevs. He's not FaceTiming at all. I don't know what he's doing. But then you hear him on the radio. You hear him on the radio and you just get this sense that it's become the fucking Mr. 97 show. He's out doing shit. He's just fucking building his profile.
PR,
wrote a blog and you can't help but think this is fucking like he's... How much is it going to have 97 wrapped up amongst it? It feels like a personal brand building exercise on our time.
Next, the Instagram account password's changed. We don't have it. Yeah. He's locked us out.
I've actually just changed the name of it to Mr. 97.
I put up two throwbacks on Insta stories. One of TJ... Reese and I, and then one that involves Sevs, and sure enough, Sevs is ha ha ha. Geez, that's funny. Like anything that involves Sevs is now, the funniest thing that he's ever seen. I'm sick of it.
The problem is we only have his parents to blame, and not his mother and father, as in you and I. It's that vibe.
It's that happens, isn't it? We've lost control. And
lost control of the teenager.
Do you want to hear the 2 minute talk break with Sevs on Jason PJ?
Yes,
mate. Yeah, 100%. First radio debut. On Jason.
Now PJ. I didn't ask him, but he filmed his end, thinking like, oh, this will be a great snippet. He's prepared it all.
I got up on the C200, everything.
He's been hounding me. Can you ask Franco for the other shots? And I said, hey, Franco's got the day off. He said, we can do it Wednesday.
he'll be posting flashback throwbacks for the first time. Yeah, it's his content.
Okay, right. Here we go. This is from the earlier this morning on Melbourne Breakfast Radio with Jason PJ.
But 131065 to give us a call. Have you not physically met your partner? Actually, a friend of our show, friend of the show, Mason. You have got a partner. How long have you guys been going out for?
A month and a bit now.
Okay.
Right. Now, Mason works on a podcast, The Daily Talk Show. G'day, Mace. Welcome to the show.
How you going?
Now, you started dating a girl that was listening to your podcast. Is that right?
Yeah, so, I mean, earlier this year, I met this amazing girl. She lives in Perth.
Yeah.
And she's been following the podcast for probably about 2 years now.
Yeah.
We've been dating for a month and a bit now. Never met each other, just a lot of FaceTime calls.
Wow. And then is there plans to meet up after ISO and this whole thing gets lifted?
Yeah, well, so the plan is she's going to come to Melbourne in the next month. WA's got a lockdown, but she's coming to Melbourne.
What are you going to do for that first meeting?
Don't go into 2 months.
No. But have you planned it? Like, are you going to put on a dinner? Are you going to meet at a park? Where do you go?
Well, I mean, the first part is getting to the airport and picking her up when she arrives, because I don't have my license yet. I'm still going to figure that out.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. You hope the Uber driver doesn't kill the mood.
Are you going to do a sign, Mason?
Sign and flowers?
Yeah, I think that's a bit cheap.
You just don't want to come across too intense for that first meeting.
Hey, Mace, do you think it's easier having a relationship this way? Like, obviously, you guys chat on the phone for hours and hours. Would you say you know her from a friendship level first quite well?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think because you're just spending so much time just talking to each other, you're not... Yeah, you build a sort of solid foundation when it comes to knowing everything about each other. So
I did suggest, I'm like in your podcast, record it at the airport. Yep. Nothing like, welcome to Melbourne. Can you just put this little lapel mic on and then we'll see how this relationship goes. All right, buddy. We'll leave you to it. Cheers.
I mean, this is I don't know if you need a few dot points,
JJ.
Do you want you to go first?
Well, I'll just do positive. First, he came across useless, not having his license. Negative, probably 20 seconds in, he said he didn't correct Jace when he said your podcast. So I'm a bit disappointed about that.
It's not your podcast.
Yeah, you're down the bottom of the screen, bitch.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't get over the bit where it's like it's a phone chat. The guy gets his microphone, he gets his headphone, he gets his lighting set up. It's
all dialed in.
I mean, it's pretty obnoxious. Is it true? What did Alex say when you called?
Oh, he asked what phone it was because it sounded so good.
Yeah, they had to put a telephone filter on it because it was too good. Yeah.
He asked for an ISDN line. They wouldn't give it to him.
He wanted the street team at his joint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, satellite out the front of his joint. Yeah. Or did you? I'm surprised you didn't rock up knocking on the door thinking it was an interview. It's so obnoxious.
It's so good. How do you feel though, Sam? After it, were you panicking? Do you remember what you even said?
Yeah, I mean, I was more nervous in the build up, to be honest. And then when it actually happened, it was great. It felt good.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I listened on the Google Home. I actually woke up at 7 a.m. just waiting. And it's funny. The delay is interesting because it's like he was still on the air, and then he started FaceTiming whilst he was talking. And I was like, is this going to fuck up the call? And clearly I'm a bit dumb. He's like, just got off, feeling pumped. So that's so good. I mean, I don't know. What day are we on the beard front?
I don't know. We must be like, I don't know, 12, 13? Mm-hmm. 13 days? 2 weeks. Let's say 2 weeks.
It has given you a jawline, to be honest. Like, it makes you look at your sort of chin a bit more, mm-hmm. and sort of shooting up the... Yeah, I think it's working. But it doesn't come without so the, you know, this overconfidence, arrogance. So, you know, well, then live with both.
Then he messages me. He says, some exciting news. Some exciting news. It's like a classic style where he doesn't reveal everything. So, he's doing it in dot points. So I was like, oh, okay, here we go. He says, can I say this, by the way, Sam? Is this okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Grace is moving to Melbourne and she's coming on the 21st of June.
Holy shizza. This is exciting.
Locked in. It's happening.
And so the thing was, exciting. So my instinct was looking at the calendar. I said, what time does she get in? He says, around 6:30. I said, so she could be in studio on the 22nd, the Monday, because that's a Monday. That's perfect. And then he threw one of the most unexpected requests I've ever heard. And so when I said, hey, like, so can she come into the studio on the 22nd, what did you say?
Well, I want to take annual leave.
This kid wants to take annual leave. Everything we've done.
What are we running it
during during a pandemic? He's taking annual leave.
Just the whole week. The whole week.
He wants a whole I don't know how to take the whole thing. I've never been asked something so obnoxious before. Ask me just via text message, annual leave for everything we've done for you. And so you want the entire week off. What happens with the whole week?
Does she have to quarantine?
There's a base camp.
Because she's flying? No. Is she quarantining?
No. No, there's nothing. You don't need anything coming into Victoria.
Okay, great. But she will after the time she spends with you, mate. Need for isolation after that.
And so that is, in all seriousness, it is very exciting.
It's very exciting.
How are you feeling, Seb?
Annoying, but...
I'm so excited. I mean, I reckon I'm buzzing today, just like 100, so... Really? Yeah.
How much of it was being on FM versus your girlfriend coming to Melbourne?
It probably added 10% being on FM.
Okay.
FM, yeah.
I mean, I called you today, Sebs, and I... I thought usually you said, like, how you answer. It was very just like, I like, just like real, bit of real manly. I felt really? It. I'm feeling the change.
I was focusing. I was trying to focus on something, but.
On what?
Yeah.
Oh, just putting that little clip together. I just had to. I just need to grade all of it, you know?
It actually makes it even funnier when you see the original one that you sent me. He sent me an example of. Can you Slack it to me or text it to me, Seb? Just to make my life easier.
I didn't even. No, you can't actually find it.
Is it on FaceTime? He had him full screen and he had the Jason PJ thumbnail like so small that you can't even see them. I said, mate, I reckon you could probably 50-50 it. I think it would look a little better.
Oh, this is amazing. So, okay, what are those dates you want to take annual leave? Let me just write this down. June,
the week of June 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's
back on June
22nd. Yeah, great. This is great.
I know where this is going, and Georgie Boy's already copped it from me about this because we were planning. We haven't even spoken to Jess. We're planning a whole WA road trip for early July, which that was going to be the first meeting, and then because of all the WA stuff at the moment, it's going to be a long time before Gronks like us can come into the state. But yeah, Georgie Boy.
Two states as well.
What was that? TJ? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Melbourne and then Adelaide. Victoria. Yeah. South Australia and then through to, yeah.
And yeah, Georgie Boy, what's the interesting?
Nothing's locked in yet. But because we were going to do that early July,
mm-hmm.
I was going to also have that week off.
JJ? JJ?
Yeah.
Do we need to put the call out?
To be honest, I actually think it's going to go back to its root. It's going to be what the show was meant to be. Tommy and Josh, 50-50 on the screen. Just good banter, no bullshit.
Who's uploading it?
Who's uploading? Yeah. Well, not Harry, because he can't fucking wait where the USB cable is.
Maybe we should just go old school, you and I, for the week, JJ. Just out and about, we did this. We did hundreds by ourselves. Hundreds.
Yeah. No, but I reckon those dates could change because, like,
you're a team player. Is that why? Because you're a team player. Yeah.
Well, now that Grace is coming, so we got that week free potentially.
What's the point in going to Perth?
Yeah.
But I was just looking up flights the other day just to suss it because I know that there's still restrictions and stuff from Melbourne to Ballina, return. $1,300 and it's going to take 35 hours or something.
What's Ballina? Where's Ballina?
Ballina is like Byron. Just the small airport because you can't fly into the Gold Coast because of the borders.
And so this is all the hipsters or whatever, like the sort of. Do you think there's a little bit of that? Like, because Byron, I feel like, has gotten a bit sort of flashy. Do you think there's a bunch of people who are going to their holiday? Houses? Is that why it's so
maybe
expensive?
But I think also just because there's no Virgin, like it has to be Qantas, you can't go into the Gold Coast, so you've got to stop off in Sydney like overnight. It's just ridiculous.
Absolutely not. You'd be better off flying to Sydney than driving to Byron. Exactly. It's a long drive, but that's annoying.
And so what are you going to do?
And so are you actually
going to
do it?
Oh yeah, go on. Sorry,
are you going?
Yeah. Well, we might have to just go another like a week later. Hannah just texted me because she's listening. She said, but both the young boys will be on leave. Ha, ha, ha. Do they know? Okay, so she must be a bit delayed.
Josh, this is, mate, jokes on us, she JJ.
She also said great news about Gracie, baby.
Yeah. But can you believe the little fuck wants time off? what else was I going to do? So what are you going to do for a whole week? What are you going to do for a whole week?
Well, I mean, we want to go on a road trip, so find an Airbnb and then just chill out.
Yeah, whose car?
Well, so we're gonna have to hire one.
Okay,
who's driving?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Grace is gonna have to drive.
There's a few things. Under 25, she's under 25, so you'll have to pay a under 25 excess, which is sort of annoying. Have you thought, what about all the admin, like what sort of the, talk us through like what you've spoken about so far, what's the arrangement going to be?
It's completely booked, Josh. He's just
in terms of the
no.
We have feed.
So what's the deal? Are you going 50-50 on all the com, or what's the, like if she's doing the driving, you're going to get the car?
We've got to all work it out, but it's a half baked idea, you know.
But has she booked her flights?
She's booked her flights. Well,
it's not really a half baked idea. If she's got her flights.
No. The road trip, it's happening. The road trip is gonna, like, the week off is gonna happen. But we just haven't scheduled. Like, we haven't booked in anything. Nothing's locked in.
Okay.
And so we still need to find a place and work out all the other admin.
Will you at least how do you feel about like on the Wednesday just calling in? Just on the phone, so we can get a bit of an update. You don't have to bring your camera, or you don't have to use your mic and headphones.
Sure? I can. Like, you can send me a V message.
Yeah, we could. We can set you up with a complete bottle.
I think you guys do it for the week. Right, on the weekend, we see you. I want to at least see you that weekend and meet Grace in person. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
On the following weekend.
Grace said just
the Monday, like the Friday after, or the Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, Grace mentioned we could leave Melbourne after the Monday show.
Well, okay. I was thinking like there is something cool about you having a whole week together before we meet, like the whole team meets. I feel like if the whole team, if we meet straight away, we're going to, I think we're going to ruin your vibe.
Josh, this is the most mature thing you've ever fucking said in your life.
But I think that there is something like, I think like have the week or whatever, and then it's like, like you're introducing, maybe that sounds like a little bit pathetic, but like, no, you're introducing us to Grace as your girlfriend. We don't have to have any sort of like ceremony or anything.
Okay.
But it will be vlogged if it falls on a date. Yeah. Video.
We could do it as like a weekend banter. It'd be fun to do a weekend banter on like a Sunday or something. Where we come into the studio on the Sunday and we have you lovebirds together with, next to each other. I think that would be sweet. We could get a nice two shot.
Do you know what the people did love? The people loved the episode with Grace, Bree, Amy. I think
it didn't have us in it.
Yeah, so let's all take the week.
Didn't have us in it. But we could get everyone together. That'd be nice.
How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, yeah, we'll just have to watch numbers. There's something cool.
Because the space, yeah.
Because it's still 5? Is that, I think, like within this studio, it's all square meters.
We've got 80 square meters.
Are we counting the kitchenette?
I think this is the hard part of the COVID stuff is if you were really doing it to the room space, the businesses wouldn't be able to operate. I think it's like, what's the square meterage of our? We're not going to have 20 people in one room anyway. We don't want that. It's too much people, too many smelly people. So I think we're right. We'll be fine. 5, 6, 7 people in our studio, one floor, upstairs. Great.
What are you most excited about, Seb? Like, what's on your mind?
Just being able to hang out. Being able to like have a cuddle or just, you know, go on walks or go down to the beach, all that sort of normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. Normal stuff? How often do you go to the beach?
The beach is a bit different. But like, walks and stuff.
Grace lives very close to the beach. Have you sold that Baldwin North is close to the beach?
Nah, she knows it's an hour and a half away, 2 hours.
So from a quality beach, yeah.
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 So you're going to go to the beach.
You'll be able to do your beach walks if you find a nice Airbnb that is beachside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
it'll be cold as
do
shit
your morning
though,
walks.
So. Yeah, what are you looking for in an Airbnb? What's sort of the criteria?
Semi-modern, like you want it to be nice, maybe a little bit more secluded. Yeah.
Fireplace.
Good location.
If you give
fireplace, definitely.
Yeah. If you give any exclusive to Jason PJ after your first sort of together, just because they're broadcasting through the radio
FM
frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very disappointing.
We'll bigger reach.
And so that would be nice. And so are you gonna have a Pinterest set up, or how do you sort of plan it because it's not that far away. It's what, because I wasn't going to say
month.
It.
It's a month.
But I had in my mind when you said, hey, can I take annual leave? I was like, look, if he's given me 4 weeks notice, I'm comfortable. And unfortunately, it's currently the 26th. And you want annual leave from the 22nd. And so I'm making the decision that I'm cool to go against our policies around that to make it work because I know that you have put in a couple of extra hours here and there. Okay, we've also given you a lot. Yeah. You can't obviously forget that. But
mate, you made it happen.
Yeah, would you? Yeah, absolutely. Would you bring a would you bring a vlog? Maybe no vlogging camera.
A camera? No. You just if you want to take any photos or video. Well, you have your phone. It's all good. I can. Yeah.
You got an iPhone 11. Just get some of that cute little action.
This is great. Walks. So, what do you mean? Out of your family, who are you most nervous for Grace to meet?
I mean, she's already met everyone over FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're all pretty pissed when that happens.
Yeah. I'm worried about the dog of yours. What if Abby, nothing against you, Grace. What if Abby hates Grace?
Or what if hates Grace me, hit the dog? Sure. If you saw Grace hit the dog in the first week, what would you do?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good, would it?
But what if the dog slap. Was trying to bite Grace? Oh, and no, she was just fair. Defending herself.
No, that's fair. That's all good.
Okay. So you're okay if she hits the dog?
Yeah, if she's being attacked.
Man, what a guy.
No you loyalty.
She loved that dog. Could you believe the dog could hear this show?
just real cut.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Okay, so if she's being attacked by your dog, she can hit the dog. Any other
she
sort
can
of,
hit the dog.
Any other bits and pieces? Did we get that claim? Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Family dinner on the Sunday, or are you going to do your sort of Nando special? Are you going to take her to Nando's?
Nando's.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Drive-in.
No,
just
I
open
think,
up
no.
drive-in cinemas.
Really?
Yeah.
They've been crazy.
I don't think there are any good movies.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the sensitivity of not relying too heavily on cars. Because it's a little bit hard when you're like, babe, I've organised something really nice. Just start the car and I'll take you.
I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, I wrote earlier just on my piece of paper, Josh, useless is what you call that. Useless. George, I just need a quick update. It's a day out from your hump day replay. Yeah. How are you? Are you pumped? Are you not pumped?
Look, I think this episode's been a good one, so I'm happy about that because I was pretty low on good content.
What does that say about us?
I've got quite a lot to do, to be honest. I've basically only done like one tiny little section, so it's all good.
Yeah,
no, feeling good, feeling great about it.
Do you need us all to
George,
leave the office?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, it's fine.
Would you mind on Friday, my video that I want to make is about you building out your voiceover booth
in
the basement. Can we do that?
Definitely. That'd be so good.
Okay, good.
I don't know how to wire shit, but I can like put padding and stuff on the walls.
Okay.
Are we wiring it?
Sounds good.
Oh my God.
We probably need cables, don't we, Josh?
Are we just going to... Oh my God. We're going to have to run it under the door into a PowerPoint in the garage?
Yeah,
there's a lot. We need to work out how the fuck we're lighting
to George.
The
that's
studio.
What the
to be honest, like I don't give a fuck about George's phone booth, whatever the fuck it is.
Phone booth.
You know what happened? You can literally do voiceover anywhere.
Yeah.
Look at how much we've been stressing about different things, and you want to build
your own
booth.
Yeah.
And you talk about me being arrogant.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of arrogance being flown around. Anyway.
By the way, my office keys, they've been found. They've located them up in the warehouse and they're on the way back to me. How exciting.
That is great. That is great. Any out-of-pocket expense? Because there sure should be.
Nope.
Geez, Bellroy are very good, aren't they?
Yeah, very good.
They've given you, what, three different bags?
Three bags and sent my keys back, yeah.
Did they say, were they like, wow, that's outrageous? What did they say?
Nah, he just sent a little smiley face at the end of the message saying that they're on their way back now. Oh, just lovely.
Wow.
No attitude.
My T2 has arrived at home. That's the other annoying thing, being at the office. Fucking getting sent stuff at home, and now I have to wait until I get home before I have tea.
Can I? This is a purchase I did not make, but Amy did, so I'll own it. T2 have this like metal stick that you put tea into, and you put it into your tea, and you just stir it around.
Yeah.
Oh my god, game changer! And there's this tea called Melbourne Tea, and it's like, oh, it's so nice, vanilla-y, yum. Oh, JJ, you need to get one of these tea things. Very easy.
Yeah. Very. No, I've got one. But the
you got one?
Yeah, I got one a while. It's just like a mesh bowl or whatever. It's got like a little.
No. Hang on, I'm going to go get it. Hang on.
Oh, this is exciting. For a guy that didn't buy it, he's very excited.
I know.
Yeah. Oof, something. What do you want to talk about?
My blinds are being replaced as well. The guy's coming today.
Oh, that's good. Great. Just in time.
How good's that?
Black that there room out.
Yeah. Oh, this is different. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, this is so good.
It looks medical.
It's like it's...
And oh so you,
it does.
So
it does.
For the so podcast listeners, how would you describe it? It's like a...
Picture like a king-size lipstick.
That's good.
Metal.
Like aluminium or metal. And it has all little dots in it so that the tea can sort of be infused into the water. And you just lift it up like that. It almost looks like a little shovel. Where you shovel in the tea, put it into the lipstick-looking compartment, and then it looks like some
sort of paraphernalia, like drugs. Like you could imagine there being some sort of like you would use that. Yeah, it's like a vape.
Does it get hot?
A dental or a dental product? Like I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Either way, T2, this is real good. Amy, amazing purchase.
What's the brand?
T2, yeah, T2.
It says T2 on it.
Yeah, a little back. Oh yeah, T2.
Interesting. Okay.
So that with Melbourne tea, real
perfect.
Good.
All right, that sounds good.
10 seconds of admin. Have you got Instagram? Oh, perfect. Go and give us a follow and then share on Insta stories that you're listening. It will help. Thanks. Great.
Love it. All right.
Bye,
well done. JJ needs a nap. This is all a bit much.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ's going for a long walk.
Three dislikes. You know it's been a good show. Bye, everyone.